So what do you think? I'm just asking the group, what do you think?
He told me not to use my mind.
I feel like I've gone through layers of it. Sometimes it feels exhilarating and other times going into... Almost nauseous tonight, just letting that sink in when it feels like a little deeper than I've let it sink in before. So...
Yeah, it can make you feel crazy. Mm-hmm. It can make you feel like you're going crazy. Because that's what we're defending against. The whole attempt is to not feel like you're losing your mind. And the more you let it in, a moment comes. It really doesn't last long necessarily. It can, but if you protract it, but a moment comes where you have to feel like you're losing your mind. There's no other possible experience. In fact, that's the sign that you're really letting it in. If you don't get to a point where you feel like you could go crazy thinking about this or hearing this or pondering this or considering this or feeling this or whatever it is, then you're not letting it in. So that's a good sign. If you vomit, it's an even better sign. So this is the promise of serious spiritual inquiry. You'll get sick. You'll feel like you're losing your mind. You'll get dizzy. Your stomach will do flip-flops. You'll have a panic attack. Something along those lines is the sign that you're actually seriously opening yourself to something. Without those signs, you're probably spinning a mind game or telling a story.
Well, what if you feel like you've already like done all that? Like that doesn't, like what you're saying to me and what anyone says, like nothing pretty much surprises me and nothing makes me feel like, oh, I can't, you know, it wouldn't bring that feeling to me at this point in my life. Where before it might have, but now it's like, okay, yeah, you know, I can see that.
Good.
Does that mean we're enjoying the roller coaster ride?
It means something has gotten through. You've allowed something that most of the world is working very hard not to allow. Because imagine this little speech I just gave, imagine giving that to the Rotary Club, or to the Elks Club, or to the Daughters of the American Revolution. Or, I mean, they'd throw eggs at me. They'd say you're nuts. They'd say this isn't anything. That's got nothing to do with anything real. This is nonsense. So this isn't for popular consumption. This isn't for most of the world. This isn't for everybody. This is for the people who are ready and willing to consider that this is an alternate reality already. Those other folks can talk about an alternate reality, but they make it alternate. This is the alternate reality. So, if it's true for you what you're saying, then you've already seen for yourself that you're in the alternate reality and that there's possibilities beyond conventional ideas. So good for you. It means you're in the rare few on the planet. And it means you have a higher responsibility. It means because you're in that smaller minority, you have the potential to